Welcome back to the podcast Cults and Kaiju. This is episode 7 entitled Riddles in the Light. I'm your host, Trenton Payne. This week, we're going to continue our story with Rin into his teen years. So it would be great if you could walk me through your life after your mother passed, if that doesn't bother you too much.
That's fine.
Knowing what I know, I think it's good to lead us up into the events that happened in and around your 18th birthday, since that was the time that pretty much the rapture or whatever was going to happen. Maybe rapture isn't the best word, but, you know, the prophecy would come to pass.
Correct. My father, Jimmy Mizaki, would come down from the hole in the sky with God and take over the world.
I don't hear the word heaven much from you. Was there ever a connection between actual heaven being through that hole in the sky?
Not really. That always freaked me out as a kid. If it wasn't heaven on the other side, what was it? Where was it?
Sorry to take you off track there, but let's get back to those years as a kid.
It was incredibly lonely. I bounced from foster home to foster home, unable to really connect to anyone. Before that, I was considered a prince among men, a kind of heavenly connection to God, and was sort of spoiled, really, even though my mother lived a very meager life. Strangers would always come by the house and give me little gifts. That all stopped, plus my mother died. So yeah, it was abrupt and very rough to live in those homes. I ran off a lot at night and never wanted to play in the day.
Weren't you afraid to be alone at night?
No, because my mother always believed that the angel sentinels that God sent to earth through the hole in the sky drew their strength from the sun. At night, they withered and went to sleep.
I think several of the cult films mention angel sentinels, and they look like worms?
They supposedly would grow into longer slithery-like things with huge rows of teeth. They could be hiding anywhere. This was all because my grandfather was working on a weapon more powerful than a nuclear bomb for the sake of Japan's future. This was for the Japanese government after World War II devastated parts of the country. He apparently was more interested in solar radiation rather than atomic energy. The explosion he created ripped the sky open and out came the angel sentinels.
And they were like snakes?
At first they are worms with tiny fangs. When I was stressed, I used to think I saw them crawling out of people's eye sockets. When the sentinels got older, they were more like snakes with large rows of teeth. When they were fully grown, they looked like a dried-up, husk-like, giant letter X. Like imagine the letter X but covered in a creature's skin walking around spying on you.
So the X concept kind of bled through to your fears. I mean, that's what it sounds like.
Pretty much. I don't think anyone told me about the X creatures in full form. I just dreamed that up out of fear, I guess. They were supposed to look after me, but I was afraid of them. This fear was only compounded because sometimes I would see men dressed all in white with masks over their faces with a large red X painted on the front, or people with headbands with the X on there. These people would wave or nod to me when nobody else was looking. Sometimes they would be standing on the street corner holding raised hands and writhing back and forth. Always in the day.
This must have been really scary for you and the foster homes.
Oh yeah, part of the reason why I moved around so much. Foster parents were never equipped to deal with strangers in robes hanging out in the alley.
I can imagine. I wonder why they didn't just adopt you or set you up with a foster home if they were so devoted.
I think a social worker let it slip once that somebody tried to do just that, but they didn't meet the criteria to be good foster parents.
Do you think it would have been better for you back then to be brought up by members of your mother's church?
Back then, I maybe would have preferred it, but also been afraid of it. Something in me never fully accepted being the pathway between Earth and God. It just never sat right with me even as a child. I still believed in it mostly, because that's what the grown-ups were doing. Telling me their truths. Following me to school, I would get birthday cards from strangers left on my doorstep and they were always signed with like 15 or 20 different X's written in many pens.
How bizarre.
I had to make my own truths back then. And I was certain that Sky God drew his power from the sun so he could see me better through that hole in the universe during the day. At night, the hole closed mostly, so he couldn't see me, the angel sentinels couldn't follow me, and any cult members keeping tabs on me were easy enough to lose in the shadows.
I think it would have been tough to keep my sanity at that age, blurring between what was real and what wasn't, coupled with your sense of survival.
I did have someone to talk about it with. A psychiatrist was assigned to me and we met once or twice a week from the age of 14 to 17. He was an interesting person. Half Japanese, half American, had very blonde hair. I think he dyed it. He sort of looked like an Asian version of the lead singer from ABC, if you remember that new wave band. Typical because this was all taking place in the mid-80s. We would swap cassettes of bands we liked because back then, it was harder to find underground music. He was really the only person I confided in. Anyway, he told me it was possible I was schizophrenic because there may have been a history of that in my father's past. I was on a great deal of drugs he prescribed. He never judged or blew off my paranoia about being followed, plus, he very much believed in the cult members. But he was always trying to get me to lead a normal life by going out in the day. I got so nervous that I refused to sit in seats in high school that were in direct sunlight. So yeah, all the other kids kept their distance.
And did you ever think about your 18th birthday as this impending thing?
Absolutely, all the time. The psychiatrist and I spoke about it often. Probably too much. Every night in bed, as I try and get to sleep, I would imagine this calendar of months in my head and crossing off another day in blood red X's as my birthday drew closer. Would my chest burst open? Would I die in the process? The letter X seemed to follow me even in my dreams. And to make matters worse, 6 months before I turned 18, a new stranger began to follow me. And I only saw him at night.
I can't imagine what it must have been like to have an early childhood like that, literally worshipped as a kind of gift from God, and then suddenly you're cut off from your mother, your community, as strange as it was, to be tossed around in the system and growing a deeper sense of paranoia, not being able to trust anyone. We'll find out more about that person or persons following Rin, but before we do, we got an unlikely invitation from someone representing the Heavenly Path Church of today. They're going to speak with us next time on the podcast, Cults and Kaiju.